Brooklyn Bridge and I. Good to see you, my enormous old friend. How long has it been now? You haven't aged a day. And as promised, I grew in wisdom and strength, and I may be a bit taller. I bet they finally fixed that achy bench on the Manhattan side. I promise to come sit. Someday. When I came to America, the bridge, Lady Liberty, and the old twins kept me company. We'd sit calmly together, making excuses and promises. The New York County Supreme Court was my only other friend, and I still love her dearly, but we don't speak anymore. I wanted to be a judge. A philosopher king, as I used to think of them, but I think better now. I think in my old age, I'll come to her stairs, and I will wear my suit, and I will wear those shoes that the lawyers went up and down the stairs in back in 96. I will read her words again. The true administration of justice is the firmest pillar of good government. But if she could speak, I'd ask about fair start, prevention, and rehabilitation now. We drifted apart. I made a little pilgrimage after the twins fell. I went to see if all was healing properly, and it was. Workers were preparing the site for what would become the Freedom Tower. The city was unchanged. It was still the same people. "Home, sweet home," I said out of awe and nostalgia as we turned to see the New York City skyline framed in the bus window. "Damn right," the person next to me muttered. That broken bench on the Manhattan side was my bench. We connected instantly. I was breathless. It was a long walk. The things I'd ponder about back then were supremely simple. Like, when is it going to stop raining? And will they let me back on the subway in a coat this wet? And I wanted to know more about what Ferris Bueller said. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. But it turned out I never let go of a year without trying to learn something new and lasting. Years were always too precious for me. I'd claw at Decembers like a cat going after his favorite toy. Mostly, I would sit there, quietly, watch the occasional jogger, stare at the cars going left and right beneath me, and boats going up and down East River. I remember always having some sweets on me. The old bench is a great place for a picnic.